Hello, lovely people. I'm Coy Wire here in Las Vegas and so glad to spend this Wednesday hump day with you. Welcome to CNN 10, your CNN 10, especially on a hashtag Your Word Wednesday. See if your vocab word made today's show. We're going to start today in California, where a settlement will steer $2 billion to help students who fell behind in their education during the pandemic. Our Nick Watt has more for us on why parents, students, and community groups sued for this money and how it'll be used.
With this settlement, you know, you're not, no one's cutting you a check.
No.
You're not getting any money.
I'm not. But I'm hoping that the kids will benefit, all kids will benefit from this.
Kelly R., still struggling to help her kids catch up in math, is among the parents, teachers, kids, and community groups who sued California and won a settlement. The state just agreed to spend $2 billion on tutors, extended school days, mental health support, and more for kids who suffered most during remote learning, predominantly low-income Black and Latino kids, who are now not bouncing back as fast as kids in whiter, more affluent districts.
The most pressing crisis in America today is what happened to kids during COVID. And hopefully this settlement will be a model for 49 other states.
During COVID, Kelly's kids at least had a parent who tried her best and some internet.
Their computers were glitchy, so then that's when I would have to, at that point, go over some of their lessons with them while I'm working from home.
In California, around 10,000 schools were closed.
There were between 800,000 and a million kids who had no digital access whatsoever. What does that mean? It doesn't mean they got bad education. It means they got no education.
School-age kids were among those at lowest risk of serious illness from COVID-19, but suffered a lot from the restrictions to stem the spread.
We're asking poor kids to pay for the public health measures that were meant to, you know, benefit us all.
Professor Thomas Kane and colleagues at Harvard, Stanford, and Dartmouth found many more affluent kids have already regained a lot of the learning they lost during COVID. But
in some places, like here in Massachusetts, the high poverty districts did the opposite of catching up last year. They actually lost additional ground.
Some, they fear, might never catch up, given what was lost during COVID and the systemic educational inequities that existed long before we'd ever heard of COVID-19.
As a white guy, I've always kind of, you know, assumed, possibly rightly, you know, that my kids are going to get a fair shake. But as a black parent, do you feel differently than that, you know, you are at a disadvantage?
We are at a disadvantage, and that's one of the major reasons why I felt like this was important, because we cannot continue to let things like this happen and let our kids fall short. I'm hopeful that this will make a huge impact.
You say you're hopeful.
Yes.
I sense a slight tinge of doubt.
It hasn't happened yet, so I could just be hopeful until it happens.
10-second trivia. Which stage of life is ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, usually first diagnosed? Childhood, teen years, adulthood, or elderly? According to the CDC, ADHD is usually first diagnosed in childhood, but often lasts into adulthood. All right, if you're a TikTok user, you might have seen mental health pop up as a popular topic on the platform, but as your teachers might tell you, don't always trust what you see online. Researchers from the University of British Columbia studied the most popular TikTok videos about the neurodevelopmental disorder, ADHD, and found that more than half of them contained misleading information. CNN's Lacey Russell explains why you might want to eschew those videos that claim that they can help you self-diagnose.
Five less well-known ADHD behaviors with doodles. Let's go. Number one, listening to the same song on repeat until you are...
If you've seen videos like this, or this, chances are that you've wandered into the world of ADHD TikTok. ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is one of the most common neurodevelopmental disorders in childhood, according to the CDC. People with ADHD may be hyperactive or have trouble paying attention or controlling impulsive behaviors. Dr. Anthony Young is a clinical psychiatrist with the University of British Columbia and has a particular interest in ADHD. He and his colleagues became intrigued when they started to notice an influx of patients seeking help for their focus and concentration, all of which coincided, he says, with the rising popularity of so-called ADHD TikTok. So Young and his team set out to look at what kind of information was being shared. What they found was shocking. More than half of the top 100 most popular videos at the time about ADHD contained misleading information.
I think the whole conversation around mental health, of course, has changed for the better in the sense that people are actually quite open and honest about talking about their individual struggles.
I don't know why I'm crying.
But the challenge or the flip side of it is that it almost becomes talked about term in the popular sphere where clinical terms might start to get misused. For example, there was one video that talked about object permanence in ADHD.
Remember we talked about how I have ADHD, so I also have object permanence issues? Yeah, it's like an out of sight, out of mind thing.
The term object permanence really has nothing much to do with ADHD. Object permanence is really a more fundamental developmental concept for babies, and it's really whether or not the babies understand that people still exist if you can't see them or hear them. There's another term that's very commonly used, something called like rejection sensitivity dysphoria.
Yeah, did you know that 100% of people with ADHD experience rejection sensitivity dysphoria?
And if you actually really dive down into even where this term came from, it's a term proposed by one psychiatrist, but it's not a universally accepted term, and it's certainly not a term that I would say the vast majority of psychiatrists use.
Young worries that for people who have ADHD, the trend of self-diagnosis could potentially lead to more stigmatization of the condition. Around 10% of children in the U.S. have been diagnosed with ADHD, the CDC estimates.
This has happened historically in the past where people would more commonly say things like, I'm so OCD, I'm so bipolar.
ADHD.
If everybody starts identifying themselves as having ADHD, you know, if like 10% becomes 20%, becomes 30, becomes 50, becomes 60%, then really what is the disorder that we're talking about here? Where are we drawing the line?
All right, today's story getting a 10 out of 10. We've got a story that's a bit of a catastrophe, at least for a judge at a cat show in Mesa, Arizona. One particular cat in the show got a bit perplexed on the judge, got more than she bargained for. Our Jeannie Mose takes us inside the Black Cat Smackdown.
They get stroked, they get lifted, they get stretched, they get their tails touched. No wonder a two-year-old named Ludwig von Beethoven lost his composure. He even slapped the judge. Veteran Judge Vicky Nye says she fondly refers to the video
as the Black Cat Smackdown.
The pedigreed show cats are accustomed to the commotion of a show like this one in Mesa, Arizona, organized by the Cat Fanciers Association. But Beethoven was a first-timer competing in the household pet category.
That one was just terrifying. When you see the eyes going like that.
And though Vicky gave him plenty of compliments.
Beautiful color, shiny, nice green eyes.
Beethoven turned on her, though the judge didn't even get scratched.
I need the owner now.
Contestant 177 in the background was freaked. Did you actually attack a judge? Vicky says she's only been bitten twice in 35 years of judging. Okay, so this slap may not compare with, say, the famous Oscar slap. As for Beethoven...
So this cat did not get a ribbon.
No, that kitty was actually disqualified.
His owner said sorry, but for the feline Beethoven, the cat show seemed more cacophony than symphony.
Looks like this Beethoven couldn't compose himself. Thanks to Mrs. Maxson's AP World History class in Lakeside High School in Lake Elsinore, California, for submitting our hashtag Your Word Wednesday winner, eschew, a verb meaning to abstain or keep away from, shun or avoid. Well done. We're not going to eschew any of you. Shout out time. This shout out goes to, wait a minute, wait for it. Waitsburg High School in Waitsburg, Washington. Fly high, Cardinals. Thanks to all of you. Much love and many blessings. I'm Coy Wire. See you tomorrow right here on CNN 10.